Yevamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Lamedtes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei and Medalef, the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Dalet. Hansa, Harayika Ishtay the Holdova, Ravadji takes the Bafa, Amir Seibala Harishim. The Mishnah says that she does Yibram, she is like his wife in all respects, but the Ksuba is paid from the property of the deceased. The Gemara says, Kesa de Roisa. The Gemara asks the question, what can one do to enable the heirs to sell the Mason's property? They can't sell anything, since there's a lien on all of it to pay her Ksuba. Kronis Magarish Machzir, Vihi Shebersle al Ksubasa. The answer is he does Yibram, divorces her, and he marries her, and she writes a receipt for her Ksuba. Am Rav Yossi, the Stadim, he Masnisa o Shebersle al Ksubasa. Rav Yossi said that this Baisa means one or the other. Either he does Yibram, divorces her and remarries her, or she writes a receipt for her Ksuba. Either enables selling the property. Zero b'shem Rav Hamnuna, Kansa v'girsha v'chzira, im chidish la ksibasa al-nechasav, im lao ksibasa al-nechse ba'ala rishim. Zero, quoting Rav Hamnuna, said that if he did Yibam, divorced her and remarried her, if he wrote a new ksiba to her, its lien is against his property. If not, her ksiba's lien is against the property of her first husband. It's unlike Rav Yossi, who says that when he remarries her, her ksiba is against the Yavam's property. Rav Yossi amar b'shem Rav Chista, Masnisa amar kein, Tamagarish is Aisha ve'ehzira, amanas ksiba ha'rishoina ehzira. Rav Yossi quoting Rav Chista, Rav Chista said that, asking a question, what is the Rizeiros Chiddush? A Mishnah teaches this. If one divorces his wife and remarries her, he remarried on condition that her ksiba is her first ksiba. Faith ad sheyachnis ve'garish ve'yachzir. You want to ask, is it necessary to do Yibam, divorce her and remarry her? It suffices to make a new ksiba when he does Yibam. The Rubber Asa May Malach Afila Kansa Vigirsha Vikzira in Khidish Vaksuba al Nakasa Vimlal Sibasa al Nikse Bala Rishan. The answer is the teacher of the Khidish, even if he did Yibram, divorced her, and remarried her, only if he made her a new ksuba, it's against his property. If not, her ksuba is against her first husband's property. Zira Bashem Rabbi Hamnuna, Rabbi Hamnuna, Amal, Arusa Shemesa in Laksuba, Slahutra, Lenase Lashuk. Zira quoting Rabbi Hamnuna said that if an Arusa died, she has no ksuba because she's not permitted to marry a stranger. The Toma Yasik Mishigirish Vihei Laksuba, the Fumkein Sach Mema, Ein Laksuba. Don't say he is like one who divorced and she has a ksuba, therefore he needs to say that she has no ksuba. We come now to the next Mishnah of Halacha Hei. Mitzah, the Gadol, the Yabim, the Yorza, the Halkin, the Kaachim, the Yorza, the Chayz, the Mitzah, the Gadol, the Imloi, Alecha, Mitzah, the Chaloitz, or Yabim. Mishnah says that the mitzvah is for the oldest brother to do Yibam. If he doesn't want to, then we see if the other brothers want to, and if they don't, then we tell the oldest, if your mitzvah, do Chalitza or Yibam. Now, Halacha Vav, Tala v'katan ashe yagdol, v'gadol ashe yavoy midasayam, v'chei v'shoyte in shemiloi ala imloi, alecha mitzvah y'chalitza y'oy Yibim. Mishnah says that he says that we should wait for a minor brother to grow up, or for the oldest brother to return from overseas, or for a deaf or insane brother to do Yibam, we don't listen. We tell him to Chalitza or Yibam.